Welcome, everyone, to Dirt Doctor Radio, specializing in how to be honestly green. There'll be no greenwashing here, just accurate advice on products and techniques that are healthy to use, save money, and are really good for the environment. Tips and suggestions from listeners are encouraged, so give us a call at 866-444-3478. It's now time to venture through the foggy misinformation and learn about what truly is green. Here he is, the Dirt Doctor and proud owner of Mystery Dog Tater, Howard Garrett.
Thanks, Logan, and welcome back, everybody. 28-year-old Logan, birthday was yesterday, Pearl Harbor Day. Happy birthday, daughter. And we'll be seeing you later. I'm going to recap what we've been going through this morning relative to the ice storm and tree damage that we've had just quickly, and then we'll go to your phone call. So jump on here at 866-444-3478. 866-444-3478. But first, Maggie, our friend on, especially on the website, she's a moderator on our in our forums, is calling in. What you got for us this morning? Good morning, Maggie.
It may or may not be the final say, but your birds look like they're Inca doves.
Well, that may be a dove, but the thing that threw me a little bit is the fact that they're brown.
That's because they're Inca doves.
That's an Inca dove, huh?
That's a smaller, a really small dove, darker. It has kind of a scaly look on the way the feathers go. I had some in my yard. They just sat in the sun in an area for quite a while, and I looked up into the binoculars and got at the bird books and keyed them, and those are exactly what you have out there.
Well, they're pretty. I just haven't seen them before. I thought maybe they were just really young, and it turns out that's probably what they were, as adults, and just trying to stay warm in the corner and are okay, because I just checked on them again, and they have taken off. So
they're more of a desert bird, but they're moving. I was looking through some citations. I put a link up on your Facebook page.
Okay, great.
For the Texas Parks and Wildlife. But they tend to be moving into some inhabited areas, but they're more of a desert bird.
Okay, really pretty. Inca doves, huh?
Yep.
Maggie, thanks as always. How's your garden?
Cold. It's slick, you know. I send the dogs out and they slither across the ice, and they come right back in, and we're just staying in and enjoying our company. And
our dogs are
Wednesday.
Our dogs are hysterical. Our dogs go to the door and scratch to get out, and then they turn right back and come in, and then they tend to forget that it was like that out there, and they think, well, maybe if I try it again, it won't be that way. So they're in and out, in and out, in and out all day long.
Yes.
So anyway, well, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Appreciate
Bye-bye.
Your call and talk to you later. I went out and took another photograph, which I'll put on Facebook, too, in the recap real quick before we go back to the phone lines. And by the way, that line is 866-444-3478. The first point I made this morning was how silly it is to put out salt, and you know, how environmentally damaging it is to put salt and salt fertilizers and various chemicals all over the place for slippage on ice, especially when putting out just plain old sand of any kind works better. And I just proved it. I went out there. I was looking to see how the little birds were doing, and they were apparently doing fine because they're gone. But right by the front door, and I'll throw the shot up on Facebook, you've probably seen it, where the salt had been put on ice, it ate holes through the ice, and it's still just as slick as it was before, or maybe a tiny bit less slick. So it doesn't even work as well, plus the fact it's a polluting kind of thing, plus the salt is tracked all inside the building. If you put down sand, It tends to lock into the surface the minute you put it down, so it doesn't track quite as bad, for one thing. And for the other thing is it puts a texture on the ice that immediately eliminates the slip and just works great. And if you use something like lava sand, which you can get at any of the garden centers, well, you can in Texas, you can get lava sand at any of the garden centers or feed stores, farm stores that sell organic products. But wherever you are in the United States and you have ice, just get some play sand, concrete sand, granite sand, any kind of sand that you can get from nurseries, feed stores, garden centers, the sand and gravel companies, and it works great. It works on a highway basis, a commercial basis. I wish we had it in the parking lot here at the station. It's going to be very interesting seeing how we're going to get out of the parking lot. It is so unbelievably slick out there. It's very, very dangerous to even walk across it, much less drive. So those are the only places out there, recapping, that you need to really be careful is where there hadn't been a lot of traffic and the ice and snow has melted a little bit and then refroze. That's when it's just so slick it's unbelievable, and you've got to be careful. On the trees, the trees that were damaged the most were the evergreen trees in general, and then the trees that are deciduous that still had their foliage, red oaks in our area here in North Texas, seemed to be hit the hardest. And then the question comes up about what do you do? Well, the first thing you do, unless it's really seriously blocking driving or getting in the house or something like that, leave the pruning till later, till the ice goes away and the limbs release some and you see how badly bent they are. And then even then, be careful with a chainsaw or even a hand pruner pruning, because those limbs can, when they release, fly up and hit you in the face or some other part of the body and be very dangerous. The other thing, equally or more dangerous, is it might kick a chainsaw up into you, into your face. So be very careful. The damage from the bending over, the stretching of the tissue on the top of limbs is damaging. The compression on the bottom side of the limb is damaging. The limbs may not straighten out. People have asked this morning, can you physically help them straighten out? And the answer is probably not. You can try, but probably not. The damage could be permanent in just the general health of those kind of limbs. Probably won't kill the limb, but it may not be as healthy from this point forward because the vascular system, part of the vascular system, has been damaged. The, you know, keeping the firewood, keeping the mulch, whatever you have to cut up, try to get the tree care companies to grind it up into mulch for you and leave it. A lot of people will just pile the big limbs up for the cities to come and take care of. I understand that some people don't have any other option because of finances or can't get out and do anything yourself or whatever. And that's fine, but if you can and you have the budget to do it, get the tree care companies to trim the trees for you, grind up the material, and leave it as mulch. It's the best mulch you can possibly have, shredded material that grew on your property. And if the neighbors are getting rid of theirs, you can get it too. That's a good thing. Don't put pruning paint on the cuts. Trim up the jagged edges and stuff like that. Eventually, there's no rush about doing that at all. If you want to help a little bit more, splash some hydrogen peroxide, just like you would on a cut on your arm, and maybe put the tree trunk goop. The formula is on dirtdoctor.com under the guides on the homepage of dirtdoctor.com. And don't trim any more than you have to. Don't cut into any more living tissue when you're trying to straighten up things that have been damaged. Don't cut farther into good living tissue. Bradford pears and other trees that are low-quality trees that have been badly split and damaged and everything, cut them off at the ground and get rid of them. Plant something that works better. Take this opportunity. As you look around at trees that have been damaged, you'll see why the Bradford pears are falling apart. You'll see that when big limbs split away, part of that damaged area will be white. That's connective tissue. And it's where it's black, it wasn't connected at all. That was just jammed together. And so that's why, in a lot of cases, they're breaking apart. Let's see what else to catch up on that for you. The evergreens are kind of a different take. For example, my live oak, my big live oak, it's right in the middle of the backyard that you walk under as you go down the steps. It was hanging down so low that you couldn't even walk past the swimming pool and get down the steps to the backyard. I very carefully went ahead and did some pruning there with hand pruners and loppers, pruning off the tips just a little bit at a time, releasing the weight, and it started to lift up just a little bit so I could get on through. That kind of pruning is fine. Running out there and pruning big old limbs when they're still frozen and bent over and have that tension on them, very dangerous, so try to hold up on that. We'll talk more about it when we come back, and if you want to be on the show, give me a call, 866-444-3478. Let me tell you about a great new eco-friendly alternative to fish oil, Chia Omega, new from our friends at Essential Formulas, the Dr. O'Hara's probiotic folks. Chia Omega is an all-natural, plant-based omega-3 line of supplements made from chia seed oil, the richest and most sustainable natural source of ALA omega-3 on the planet, even more than fish or flax. So ask for Chia Omega at fine health food retailers starting this month and don't accept a substitute. Chia Omega, good for you and good for the planet.
BioSI is a leading manufacturer of beneficial microbe and enzyme products. BioSI products help build healthy soil to grow healthy gardens and food crops. BioSI products loosen the soil, reduce fertilization needs, and help reduce irrigation needs. BioSI can be used to treat flowers, lawns, shrubs, and trees, as well as herb and vegetable gardens. Water Doctor by BioSI cleans and maintains ponds, lakes, and water gardens. Contact them today at 866-393-4786 or on the web at BioSITechnology.com.
Okay, gardeners and farmers, for over 30 years, Arbico Organics has been a leading provider to growers nationwide. Arbico Organics offers beneficial insects, natural fly control, mosquito control, beneficial nematodes, grub and beetle control, insect traps, and many other pest solutions. Call 800-SOS-BUGS, 800-827-2847 to speak with one of their friendly specialists, or go online to arbico-organics.com. That's arbico-organics.com.
There is a new version of Garrett Juice. It is Garrett Juice Pro, and Green Industries is the manufacturer. Garrett Juice Pro consists of oilseed extracts, apple cider vinegar, molasses, seaweed, bacteria, and beneficial fungi. There is also Garrett Juice Hybrid for those who haven't gone completely organic. Order today and receive their special offer or buy one, get one free. Call 877-665-2121 or go to GarrettJuicePro.com. Order today. Buy one, get one free. That's 877-655-2121 or go to GarrettJuicePro.com.
To begin your natural organic program and get your lawn and garden off drugs, just follow Mother Nature's guide. First, stop hurting the life in the soil. Choose only products and techniques that are beneficial to the health of organisms above and in the soil. Stop using all synthetic fertilizers, toxic pesticides, and other toxic chemicals that harm living organisms. Avoid all high nitrogen synthetic fertilizers, especially nitrogen-only products. Toxic weed and feed products are the worst of all. Next, build soil health with aeration and natural organic fertilizers and amendments. And third, use native plants and well-adapted introductions. Finally, water only as needed. The organic program will reduce the watering requirements by about 50%. MoTurf is needed and mulch clippings into the lawn to return nutrients and organic matter to the soil. The natural way is fun, will save you money, and always works better in every way. After all, Mother Nature knows best. For more information about natural organic gardening, visit dirtdoctor.com.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way. How it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to dirtdoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you. And we were just talking, when we leave today, we're going to have to go one car at a time so we don't play bumper cars out there. It's really slick. So once again, any of you in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, they're thinking about driving around. This is probably a more dangerous day than, you know, the beginnings of all this. When the sleet and freezing rain first came down, it set up a real rough texture on the paving, and it was really pretty easy driving around. Now it has thawed and refrozen, and you'll be perfectly clear and then hit some black ice or some slick stuff, and it can be very dangerous. So be careful out there, everybody. Telephone number 866-444-3478. Here's Margaret in Centerville, Texas. Hi, Margaret.
Yes, hello. You answered my question about where these thorns came from in the Bradford pear before I even had the opportunity to ask it, because these little trees with awful thorns have come up in pastures and yard and flower beds, so that is, I would say, the most negative thing about that pear tree.
Well, are you sure they're pears or not a honey locust?
There is a Bradford pear in my yard, and or I'm assuming there is a pear tree, and the leaves look like...
Look like pear leaves?
A pear.
Okay.
But they have these awful, maybe like 2-inch thorns, and I have nothing around that has a thorn
okay.
on it.
So. Well, that's a negative in a pasture situation, obviously.
It absolutely is.
Yeah, but as a landscape tree, I've never seen them sprout up as little seedlings badly like that, Margaret. I'm glad you told me that, because that may be a negative enough not to recommend them too highly.
Well, I wondered if birds have taken, because the pears fall off the tree and then, you know, part of it is gone. So
it would be unusual, not impossible, but unusual that the seed from a Bradford pear would come up and revert back to the mother plant.
Well, that was when I was trying to figure out where these were coming from, and I thought, because of the similarity of the leaves, that maybe it was from a spore from that tree.
Could be.
Other than that,
take some pictures of those at some point and send them to me, would you?
Okay.
Yeah, I'd like to see that.
Even the leaves from each one. Because
And
this pear tree is in bad shape, so I thought that.
Okay. Were those little seedlings, did they have red foliage?
No, it's green. What I can see is green.
They were still green? Okay.
But some of the trees that before I was aware of it, you know, out in the pasture have grown pretty big.
Okay.
But they have all, in fact, they caused someone to have a flat on their big tire on the tractor.
Okay.
So,
well,
the other thing is,
let's investigate this because they could be bodark or something else that has thorns.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well,
right.
I'll investigate that further. I also want to thank you so much for the seeds from the inland sea oats.
Yeah.
I have tried to find a source of that for years, either the plant or some seeds to use for the soil erosion here because of the sandy soil. But I heard you in mentioning that they were available, that they should be planted in the spring, and it was my understanding that they are a cool weather plant. So straighten me out.
No, it's not a cool weather plant. It's a summer plant. It does the best, from April through to December. It's a warm season plant, but you can plant the seed anytime.
Okay.
They will come up, you know, whenever you put them down in about 100% germination.
Mm-hmm.
The only risk, Margaret, of putting them out now, especially on a sloped area that you're trying to do some erosion work, is they may get physically washed away.
Washed away, yes. Okay.
So waiting till spring with at least some of them, and we can get you some more too because I got a lot of it. Waiting till spring and roughing that soil up and planting them when it's perfect growing conditions,
mm-hmm.
you know, so they get started in a hurry is going to be probably a good thing to at least try to do. On the other hand, they may get washed away by heavy spring rain. So I would recommend doing some of that, and I'd recommend doing some planting just on flat soil where you know it won't be washed away, maybe even in some pots, so
mm-hmm.
you can later on transplant little transplant seedlings where you need them.
Well, I had asked someone in the Houston area even to look for a plant just so I would have a beginning of it. So I thought, well, finally, I will have some.
Okay, well, good luck.
Thank you so much.
Appreciate your call.
Mm-hmm, bye.
Let's go to Irving, where we are, and talk to Jason. Hi, Jason.
How you doing?
Doing well, thanks.
Good. I have a question about fertilizer for next year. We have a place in East Texas, about 12 acres where we grow hay. It's sandy loam.
Okay.
And there's a coastal. What's a good fertilizer to start, like in the springtime?
Well, there's a lot of organic fertilizers on the market. One of the things that I personally do is I put out something that is a sugar, like a dry molasses, and then I'll spray with the Garrett juice mixture. And do that sometimes once a month, sometimes once a quarter, depends on what the budget is.
Okay.
You can put out a dry humate, which is another beneficial thing in your situation. And also you should make a note to consider the cost of putting out lava sand at about a ton per acre.
Okay.
Do great benefits for you as far as holding moisture and getting some of the things going that you're trying to do. Where is your place in East Texas?
Greenville.
Greenville, okay.
Yeah.
But you're in a sandy. They have sandy and black soil there. So.
Yeah, the black is a little more north.
Yeah.
It's like north of 30.
That's what I do. We've got a tip on something right now that we're looking into. We may have another sugar source and another organic fertilizer hitting. I'm going to have some really interesting new things coming up with advertisers and supporters and research that's going on this next year, and I'll be keeping you posted on it. Let me put you on hold if you had something else, but I've got to take a quick break and be back after this.
With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. The East Coast bracing for the arrival of a storm system that spread snow, sleet, and freezing rain across much of the nation. Virginia officials say there could be serious icing today. Texas to Ohio to Tennessee all being affected. New England could be next. Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel says he will visit Pakistan tomorrow. It's a rare stop for a Pentagon chief in recent years. The last Secretary of Defense to visit Pakistan, Robert Gates, in January of 2010. Iraqi officials say at least 11 explosions have torn through predominantly Shiite Muslim areas in and around Baghdad today. 39 people are dead. The number could go higher. And hundreds of thousands of Ukrainians are rallying in the center of Kiev today in the biggest protest since 2004's pro-democracy Orange Revolution. This is SRN News.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-800-581-7226. 1-800-581-7226. That's 1-800-581-7226. 1-800-581-7226.
With SRN Sports, I'm Gordon Griffin. Third-ranked Auburn rode its star running back to another wild victory in the SEC title game last night. Running back Trey Mason says that Auburn used the bad season it had in 2012 as motivation for winning the title this year.
And we used last season as motivation, thinking about, you know, all the hard times that we went through last year, being one of the worst teams in college football to now being one of the best. You know, we use that as motivation every day, each in every practice and every game.
Meanwhile, on the other side, Missouri wide receiver LaDainian Washington says he was proud of his team's effort.
I can't name one person that really picked us to be right here besides the guys in their locker room. And at the end of the day, those are the guys that you go out and you fight for, the guys in your locker room. And like I said, those guys fought hard today. And I'm proud of those guys. I'm a proud Mizzou Tiger. I'm going to walk out here with my chest up and my head high.
But only one Tigers team could win, and that would be the Auburn Tigers. Number 3 Auburn defeating number 5 Missouri in a high-scoring game, 59-42. This is SRN Sports. Rest of the top 25 college football scoreboard, it was number 10 Michigan State, shocking number 2 Ohio State, 34-24. Mason and number 3 Auburn, as you heard, beating number 5 Missouri, 59-42. Number 1 FSU over number 20 Duke in a big way, 45-7. And Cardinal beats ASU 38-14 in the Pac-12 title game. Number 9 Baylor wins big in the Big 12 title, 30-10 over Texas. And a late touchdown pass lifting the OU the Sooners over OSU, 33-24. Number 24, Fresno State, beats Utah State. Some intriguing matchups coming up in the NFL later today. For example, we've got a big matchup between Indianapolis and Cincinnati. Also a good game between Atlanta and Green Bay. Green Bay needs a win to desperately stay in the playoff race. We also have Detroit and Philadelphia, a tale of 2-7-5 teams there. Miami and Pittsburgh trying to keep their faint playoff hopes alive. With SRN Sports, I'm Gordon Griffin.
All righty, Howard, back with you. And next up is Bub, if it's spelled right. Is Bub correct in Dallas?
That's correct.
What can I do for you, sir?
Well, thank you for taking my call. This is the first time I've ever called a radio show.
Well, good. You're doing great so far.
I live in an apartment, and I always thought about putting a plant on my balcony, and I never did it. But after the ice storm, I've got a plant in my balcony. I've got a limb off a little tree that's resting on the railing of my balcony.
Okay.
And so first I wondered if I could tell you what it's like and find out what kind it is, and then ask about if I should trim it or anything like that. It's one of these little trees that looks like it has 3 trunks coming out of the ground. It's got oval serrated leaves. I'd say its bark is kind of grayish, and it's got red berries.
Huh. Oval serrated leaf. It may be a deciduous. Does it still have foliage on it?
Yeah, it's all green, and it stays green every year.
Okay. Maybe a yaupon, but oval is oval serrated edge. That could be a hawthorn. Hawthorns have those kind of leaves, but they normally are kicked off by now. You're saying that this is broken off of a big tree, and you're wondering if you can put it in soil and grow it?
No, it's just one of the limbs is bowed over, and it's now resting on the railing.
Oh, it's just in your area. I don't know offhand what it would be. If you took a picture of it and sent me a digital picture, I could help you with it. There, you know, other than that, what were you intending to do?
Well, I you know, it's kind of pleasant to look at when I go out on the
barricade. You just want to know what it is. Well, I'd be glad to help you with it if you send me a photograph of it. It may be a Yaupon holly. The things that have berries right now are various hollies. You might look, do a web search. Okay. Various holly shrubs, some of them get real big and become trees. And one of them that's the most tree-like and the biggest is called Yaupon holly. And like I said, the hawthorns have red berries, and that may be what you're looking at. There's also a big shrub called pyracantha that has red or orange berries right now. Its foliage is not round and doesn't fit your description exactly. So I'm a little bit in the dark. If you could send me a picture, though, I could probably identify it for you.
Okay. I can tell you one other thing. I live on the second floor, and it has grown. It's about as tall as my ceiling.
Well, that's a big plant. Pistachio has some red berries right now, but it doesn't have round, serrated foliage. So I'm not coming up with it, Bub. Just send me a picture, and I'll try to help you with it for sure, okay? Send it to info@dirtdoctor.com.
Okay. Can I ask one final question?
Sure.
Is there any particular instructions I should have if I decided I wanted to trim this branch?
Well, the best thing, best advice on trimming a branch is just make nice clean cuts with hand pruners and trim close to the next branch, and don't leave big stubs, and don't cut too close either. Leave just a little bit of a stub, just like you would trim a big limb off of the trunk of a tree. Same advice. If you go into my website, dirtdoctor.com, and look in the library there, it'll show you some photographs and give you some tips on pruning. But the main thing, nice clean cuts, don't overdo it, and don't cut into, you know, a bud or some other part that you don't want to hurt.
Okay, well, thanks a lot.
Appreciate your call. Thank you for calling. Rick in Garland is next up. What's up, Rick?
Well, my brother has plenty of experience with thorns puncturing tractor tires, and I would be willing to bet my next paycheck, which is not much since I'm retired, that it's mesquite.
It could be mesquite. It could be locust. She said the leaf, though, was a pear-shaped leaf, so it could be Calorie pear. I'm just a little surprised that at that age, a tiny little seedling, that the Calorie pear would have enough thorns to be a problem. But it's something I want her to send me some pictures of and I'll learn about. If it is a problem, I need to know it.
Yeah.
Because I like that tree.
Well, I've got a question about burr acorns that I've planted. In order to keep the squirrels out of my container, large container that I've got them in, and I kind of put them halfway into the soil like you recommended, I have put lava rock on top of it, and I have also put it on a wire rack so that it's up off the ground and hopefully keeps the little varmints away from them. So how much should I think in terms of watering them? At this point, I have just kind of spritz some water over them every now and then when the soil seems a little dry, but that's not exactly the way nature would do it necessarily.
Do you have them in flats or in pots, Rick?
It's in a big wash tub.
What? So you
said I've got probably 30 or 40 of them in there.
Okay, but it's got drainage?
No.
Okay. That's not good because if you water enough to keep that top moist, it's going to build up and build up and build up from the bottom, and that anaerobic situation, it will kill off those lower roots, which isn't necessarily going to kill it, but it would be a lot better if you had good drainage. So you might, if you can, punch some holes in that thing. The answer to your question is just to keep the soil moist, let it dry out a little bit between waterings, and then water again. Don't keep it sopping wet. Don't let it totally dry out and become so dry that the roots can desiccate.
Do do you have any other suggestions besides trying to do something along those lines to keep the squirrels out of it?
Lava gravel has worked perfectly for me. The only other thing you could do is go to the hardware store and get some welded wire.
Yeah, chicken wire.
Well, not chicken wire, but welded wire. Chicken wire, I guess, too, if you stretch it across there and seal it. But welded wire, you can just lay on top and put some bricks to hold it on there, and it would, you know, it's stiff enough to span across a big container.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and that'd be, I've got that exact thing over a pot right now where I have some small spinach coming up, so that works fine. But the lava gravel's hard to beat.
Well, I have a live trap in my backyard, and I trap the little critters and send them to the happy hunting ground.
Okay.
And I've just been throwing them in my compost pile and throwing stuff on top of them. What do you think about that?
It's fine.
Good.
It'll, like I said earlier, corpses will compost very quickly if they're in a compost that's being managed properly and has a lot of biological activity.
Okay, cool. Thanks, Howard.
Right. Appreciate the call. And let's talk to Sherry Herrera DeFry in Arizona. Are you cold there like we are here, Sherry?
We are freezing. Our mountains are covered with snow, and, you know, everything is covered up. And so we took a hit, too. I'll tell you, it's darn cold over here.
Did y'all get any freezing rain or sleet like we did?
We didn't get freezing rain or sleet. We just had very low temps and snow on the mountains. So it was, you know, we're in the throes of it, just like everybody else. So I thought about you guys because you were really freezing.
Well, and we're not used to it here. People go crazy driving in bad weather here because they just don't know how to do it for the most part. But we've been talking about the damage to trees. Our worst thing is we've had a lot of buildup of weight and damage to trees. So people are going to be cleaning up from that for quite a while, you know.
Absolutely. Well, you know, it's an unusual event. I know, for us here in Tucson, I mean, heck, we don't know what to do when it rains, so much less snow. So about once a year we get a snow, though, too. So
what are y'all telling people to be doing right now in the middle of a real winter that we're having to get ready for spring and continue activities?
Well, a couple of things. You know, we've got a great product that my husband started using. These are called Harvest Guard Protective Covers. And they're bags, and what's nice about them is, you know, they just come all ready to go. You just put them right over your plants, right over your trees, right over your shrubs. And he was just so excited about them. He goes, I found these at our store. And I said, really? You've never noticed them before? He really hadn't. And it was so
interesting. We all have so many things.
He's got a lot of stuff. And I swear, I said to him, I'm gonna take a video of you because he was so excited about how easy they were to use, and you know, they're heavy duty, but they're lightweight, and they're perfect, you know, for shrubs, plants, and crops. So I said, I'm gonna make a testimonial of you and put it up there so people can learn about them. Because the thing is, we get sort of, you know, we get lazy. It's hard to find stuff at the last minute, and these guys are great because you can use them over and over again. They're just these great, big, huge bags.
Is it kind of like a floating row cover material, or is it a little heavier than that?
It's actually made from about 1.6 ounces Rime, so
okay,
it actually takes care of any hardiness zone, and they have an adjustable closure that gives you a custom fit, so you have, you know, added wind security. So
that's great. Is it translucent, so it lets light in?
Absolutely.
Okay. Oh yeah, that's great.
Yeah. So and they're great for, you know, I mean, you can use them for seedlings, too. But, you know, they're actually meant just for this purpose.
And the specific name of this is?
They're called Harvest Guard Protective Covers.
Okay, great.
And they're on sale right now. So, you know, for those of you who are listening and need them, come on board to arbico-organics.com.
Okay, great. And the phone number, if they want to go that
route? 800-SOS-BUGS. That's 827-2847, 800-SOS-BUGS.
Sherry, thank you as always. And
all right,
y'all stay warm, and we'll get together when the weather's a little nicer.
That's absolutely correct. All right, take care.
Thank you, Sherry. Bye-bye. And that's Sherry Herrera DeFry of Arbico, arbico-organics.com. And it really is an important note for you to make for spring beneficial nematodes. They got the best on the market, and they've got several different ones depending on what you're trying to do. They got some that are a broad spectrum that cover the gamut, and they've got others that are better for certain kinds of things. And then they got all kinds of other beneficial organisms and insects and stuff to help you. We got open lines. If you want to jump on here, and we'll have a little bit more time right after this last break, and I'll try to help you. But the telephone number is 866-444-3478. One of the things that I wanted to do was to talk about, and I'll start now and probably finish up after the break. We have a lot of great advertisers and sponsors that help keep us on the air here, and it's the only way, you know, you stay around if you're in the radio business. And we've got some terrific people. Well, I'll just wait and kind of go through the whole gamut when I got back of people that we've had this year. We've got a lot of new things that are going to be coming up in January that we'll tell you about later. But a lot of the regular people that have supported us are coming back, and we're delighted about that. Tell you more about it in a minute. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, back after this.
You already know how great All Natural Crazy Water is to drink, but now there's a Crazy Water bathhouse which is located in historic mineral wells, and it's the only place you can take a natural mineral bath in Texas. Enjoy day treatments or stay for the weekend in our luxurious guest rooms. Enjoy mineral baths, soaking tubs, treatments, and massages. Relax, unwind, and rejuvenate. Call 940-325-8870 to set an appointment. That's 940-325-8870. And don't forget, you can pick up bottled Crazy Water in HEB, Whole Foods, or Central Market. Crazy Water, so good it's crazy. At Natural Organic Warehouse, you get more than just affordable products for your farm, landscapes, ranch, or home. You also get practical field-based advice on how to best solve problems. That's because we're growers too. It's our advice that sets us apart from other product providers. Get the products and the advice you need by visiting naturalorganicwarehouse.com or call us at 888-998-9669. That's naturalorganicwarehouse.com, 888-998-9669. Better, cleaner, sustainable choices.
Staying healthy and building immunity begins in your gut, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. So, keeping your digestive tract healthy is imperative to overall health and well-being. And there's no better way to improve your digestive health than taking probiotics, the friendly bacteria that fight off the bad bugs that can cause digestive problems and break down your immune system. Dr. O'Hara's exclusive probiotic formula delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula that provides optimal digestive support, boosts immunity, and increases energy through better absorption of nutrients. Backed by over 20 years of scientific research and centuries-old wisdom, daily use of Dr. O'Hara's probiotics will revolutionize your family health care strategy. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
Trees become infested with insect pests and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and disease pathogens are simply just doing their jobs, trying to take out unfit plants. More plant sickness is environmental. Too much water, maybe not enough water, too much fertilizer, or maybe the wrong kind of fertilizer. Other culprits include toxic chemical pesticides, compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could also be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting single plant species and creating monocultures, as was done with American elms in the Northeast. The Dirt Doctor's Tree Health Plan is simple. Keep trees in stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insect pests and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic pesticides. Remove excess soil from the root flares, aerate the root zone heavily, apply organic amendments, and spray trees and soil with Garrett Juice. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
I'm always working to find new and better organic products. One of the companies that helps me in that regard is the Medina Corporation in Hondo, Texas. They've been helping farmers, ranchers, landscapers, and homeowners with quality soil building longer than anybody in the business. Medina produces fertilizers and soil amendments, both in liquid and dry formulations that work by stimulating the soil biology to help all crops. Whether growing landscape plants, herbs, vegetables, grasses, or trees, Medina has the products to help you budget wisely, effectively increase production, and treat the environment right.
There's a new prilled organic fertilizer called Growing Green Premium Lawn Food that I recommend you try. The commercial version of Garrett Juice Plus is also made by Medina, and it's available in all sizes, quarts, gallons, barrels, and even large totes. Remember to ask for Medina. The website's medinaag.com. You'll find the Medina label at all hardware, nursery, and feed stores that sell organic products.
Compost is nature's own living fertilizer and can be made at home or purchased ready to use. It can be started any time of the year in sun or shade, and anything once living, plant or animal, can and should go into the compost. The ingredients in your compost should be a mix of coarse and fine textured material to promote air circulation through the pile. Turn the pile as time allows to speed up the process. However, turning is not critical. Moisture is important. A compost pile should be roughly as wet as a squeezed out sponge to help the living organisms thrive and work their magic. Compost is ready to use as a soil amendment when the ingredients are no longer identifiable. The color is a dark brown, the texture is soft and crumbly, and the smell is pleasant like the forest floor. Rough, unfinished compost can be used as top dressing mulch around all plantings. Finished compost is used in potting soil and bed preparation. You can learn more about composting and natural organic gardening at dirtdoctor.com.
The first step to a beautiful lawn this spring is an application of Revive. Hi, Dale Langford here. You know, I've been writing lawn and garden columns for over 40 years, and I found one product that really works. It's Revive Organic Soil Treatment. Revive is a proven, unique formula of wetting agents, soil conditioners, and nutrients. It's organic-based, safe for kids and pets, and will not burn your lawn. Revive moves fertilizer and water down deep to the roots. Hey, that saves water and fertilizer, and that saves money. The results are spectacular. Get greener grass with less water, a lush, dark green, healthy lawn that you can be proud of. And remember, saving water is saving money. Revive is available at your favorite garden center. Visit Revive.com for more information and store locations. Use Revive every few weeks for the greenest lawn on your block. In fact, use Revive right now. It works.
Okay, Howard, back with you. And you want to jump on here real quick? Might get you in before the end. This is our last segment today. We'll be back next week. During the week, you can get your questions answered by going to the website, dirtdoctor.com. You can send us emails to info@dirtdoctor.com, or better still, go through the form there on the website. The members do get first priority of being helped just from the time that we have to get all that done. And I want to spend a little time here talking about and thanking the people that are currently sponsors and supporters of the show. And you're going to be hearing some new names and new people coming on board. We're kind of excited about what all is happening, new interest from a couple of different angles. But current people working with us include King Lawn Sprinkler, Natural Organic Warehouse. Rhodes has come back and joined us on the website on dirtdoctor.com. EcoSafe helps us in all kinds of ways. Unique Lighting, our great friends that do the lighting, that LED lighting that's just state-of-the-art. Complete Land Sculpture, doing landscape installation. BioSI, our friends that have the wonderful products, biological products, bacteria, mycorrhizae, and all that kind of thing. Arbico, you just heard Sherry on the air. Garrett Juice Pro from the Green Industries folks, the latest version of the Garrett Juice story. Azomite, one of the terrific products that is a rock mineral used for organic bed preparation and improving the soil in all kinds of ways. More Tree Care and Lambert's affiliated companies that we're very close to, and the best tree care in the business there. Crazy Water, just terrific. I've been drinking some Crazy Water this morning along with my tea, always do every day. Black Cow, compost product, Revive. Dr. O'Hara not only has the probiotics that I take every day and I'm just a huge fan of, but the new chia products now as well. Howard Garrett Books, thank them, those people, Medina, Spriggs Brothers doing organic landscaping and all, and Tropical John also helping us all the time, various times. We never know whether he's going to be here or not, but he's a great friend as well. Those and many more you will be hearing from this next year, and we're delighted to be working with all these folks. Let's see what else I needed to tell you. One more time, be careful driving out there today. I can't overemphasize that. When you walk out the building here, you can slip and hurt yourself really badly. So it's not over. Once again, try to pass on the information to people that sand is the best way to go. I'm going to be getting some lava sand. I've got a little at home and just was reluctant doing ours because one thing that we did at home with our leaf management the last couple of weeks is we've been leaving all the leaves right where they fall. And it's something I think that surprises folks a little bit. Frank Lloyd Wright, the great architect, was like that a little bit. He actually encouraged leaving the doors open so leaves would blow into the house. And I'm a little bit that way. Judy's a little less that way. But we had so many leaves all over the place where it was forming a mulch and really helped with the slippage from the ice. But now with the melting and refreezing, it's become very slick. So we'll be putting some lava sand down, which is the very best choice of all. Azomite would be probably pretty good, too. Costs a little more money, so you got the economic situation there to look at. But that's really all you need to do. Wait on the pruning, wait on the planting, wait on the bed preparation until the soil is not sopping, saturated, wet before you start doing any of that kind of work. Let's see, the other thing that we wanted to talk about real quickly was that if you do want to plant and take advantage of some root growth over the fall and winter, we're still in the fall, actually. This is a very early cold event. Go ahead and get it planned, but wait until the soil is not sopping wet before you start moving the trees around. We're about to move some big trees around on a commercial project. It's a golf course, actually. And you get it all ready. You get it all identified and marked. What's going to go where, whether you're going to do it bald and burlapped or use a big air spade, not an air spade, but a big tree spade to move the plant or do it bare rooted. And all three are potential ways to move a plant. We just did a quick video. In fact, I meant to mention that and I forgot it. The latest video we did was of me transplanting a little ginkgo seedling from our big ginkgo at home. It's in the members area only right now. In the next day or so, it will be on YouTube for everybody to see it, and will be in the more public area. But for the members, you can see it now. I took the little tree out, and I actually took all the soil off of the root system on purpose to bare root it, just to show you how easy it is, and we'll show you that little plant in the spring. It'll be growing without missing a beat. If I had left the soil on it, it probably would have done just about as well. The point is, larger trees where you got this big weight issue of a great big huge ball, you might want to look at some of the bare rooting techniques that we've got on dirtdoctor.com and you can find on other websites, and maybe go that way. When they're dormant, you can move a plant bare rooted with close to 100% success. We still do all three techniques. I've enjoyed being with you. Enjoy your gardens. Try to stay warm. And don't forget to feed the birds. See you next time.